Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons, interviews, and Pastor Pod on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcast platforms. Our worship services are at 9 and 10:45 a.m. on Sundays. Welcome to Monday Coffee with Jordan. In this short podcast, Jordan will share with you inspiration and hope to start off your new week, because we're all in this together. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Monday Coffee with Pastor Jordan. That's me. And I want to give you some hope and inspiration for the week as you head out to work on a Monday morning. And one of the things that has been on my heart for a while, and we talked about it at youth group the other week, and it's been, well, I'll get to that in a moment. But it's the fact that we are always growing. We are a work in progress. There's so much pressure in our society to be perfect, to be the best we can be, to continue to better ourselves, which is a good and noble quest. But I think, especially with teenagers, it becomes very anxiety driven that they have to get great grades in order to get into a college. And if they don't, they're kind of screwed, right? That's the tension we put on people, the pressure we put on people. Instead of learning that we are a work in progress, that we aren't perfect, that there's always room for improvement, but to learn from our mistakes and grow from them. So I'm reminded of this in the Marvel movies. If any of you have seen them, if you haven't, check them out. They're great. But I want to talk about one character in particular, and that is Iron Man, Tony Stark. Robert Downey Jr. portrays Tony Stark in the movies. And I guess spoilers are ahead if you haven't seen Avengers Endgame. But for me, the character arc of Tony Stark is one where, well, in the first movie we meet him, he is this big arms dealer. He has this company that sells weapons of war to the U.S. Army. And he's kind of a cocky person, and he's very selfish, very narcissistic, and doesn't play well with others. And so something big happens. He gets captured in the Middle East when he's there selling some weapons of war. And that's how Iron Man begins, because that's how Iron Man is born. He builds a suit while he's in the cave to get out, to escape. He's an extremely smart person. And the character arc of Tony throughout the Marvel movies, which is like 22 movies, is he all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but the progression is he is no longer this selfish looking out for number one guy, but instead he becomes more open, more caring about others around him, more caring about the responsibility he has and his actions and how they affect others. Civil War, Captain American Civil War is the movie where he comes to terms with the fact, how have superheroes contributed to hurting people in the world? So these movies are actually asking some big questions, and Tony Stark is asking big questions that we should all be asking ourselves. And even to the point where the full circle of his character arc happens in Avengers Endgame, when now he is the person to sacrifice his life to save others, to save the world. Tony Stark that we met at the beginning would never have done that. But his character has grown so much that he realized his mistakes in the past, tried to amend them, and now he ultimately pays the ultimate price in order to save others. And so as you go into this week, if you're maybe feeling down or you're not feeling so great about yourself, maybe you feel like you're not enough. Maybe you feel like you keep messing up and you don't know why. That's okay. There's grace there. That's the amazing thing about Christianity, about Christ. Grace is there and it is abundant. So live into that grace. Learn from your mistakes. There's always second chances. Grow into the person that you want to be. Grow into the person Christ made you to be. Be like Tony Stark and have a great week. If you enjoyed our podcast, please rate and review us and share us with your friends. And we will see you next week.